Hi, I'm Jess and I play Rizzy. Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge the Yalakut Willem of the Eastern Kulin Nation as the original custodians and owners of the land on which we record. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. They've held and told the stories of this land for thousands of years. Sovereignty was never ceded. This was, is, and always will be Aboriginal land.
Everyone's just like bumping along. This is good. This is good. High spirits at the beginning of what is certain to be a pretty harrowing combat.
Oh nah, God. Easy.
You're gonna be
the easiest fight of my life.
We were all talking about how every single one of us was like, I have a spell slot. Yeah. I have nothing left.
It has been a long fucking day for adventurers affiliated in Bridgetown. Yeah, we were just talking before as well about how, like, this is the same day that Rizzy, like, and Missy climbed down a cliff, caused an explosion in the mines. Now you're on the docks.
I went on the boat thrice.
Thrice.
Thrice today.
So, we are on the Salt Wharf of Bridgetown for this epic battle for the town between commoner and pirate. And the bag of holding has just been opened up and there are swords and spears like flying everywhere, and the commoners they like scrabble around and they pick them up, and then the last thing I think Archie said was something like, who thinks that this guy likes the sound of his voice too much?
Yep, and
it's followed by this like cheer, this roar from the people of Bridgetown, and the pirates come rushing in and you meet each other in this the sound of like of gunfire, steel ringing and shouting and screaming, and almost immediately the this moment of elation, of sort of excited resistance from all of you, it's squashed a bit, because the first thing that you feel is this claustrophobia, this intense kind of like crashing of bodies on bodies, and you're pressed on all sides, and it's like impossible to move around. I don't think any of you have been in a fight like this before ever. If this is what full-scale battle is like, it's horrible. So because you are in such close proximity, all of my wonderful ranged
Fuck you.
You will be at disadvantage until you can make some space for yourself.
Oh,
somehow.
Sorry, guys.
Look, Aram's face right now is glowering. Aww. Glowering.
If looks could kill, I'd be in trouble right now. Okay, so at the top of the round is one of the... I'm tracking essentially the Bridgetown commoners as like mobs. We have one of them at the very top the round. This collision between commoner and pirates, you see initially a few pirates fall in the onset as the commoners they crash in together. You are all together for right now, but you feel yourself being jostled and pushed around and moved about in this throng of people. Amalda, it is your turn.
God. Okay. So I think Amalda's probably just, it's a sea of shins for her at the moment, and she's just kind of, I imagine, just run around, everyone's reaching into the bag, just finished that
job.
So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to grab out, I've got a short sword and a rapier. So I kind of grab them out in my hands, and as I kind of like rub them against each other, there's like this little like shing sound and butterflies and mushrooms come from it, and I cast Blade Ward.
Amazing.
On myself. That's my action, and with my bonus action, I'm going to sing a little sea shanty that I'm in the middle of making. And let's say Missy has little butterflies start to appear around
you're
their
just
head.
Just Thank sort you. Of like hopping between, like from foot to foot, trying to dodge around these shins, this like forest of shins that's in front of you. And shing, the butterflies fly up and they find Missy.
With my mace. Because I've got the crusher feet, whenever I hit someone, it moves them 5 foot back. Uh-huh. Can I just say, in terms of mob, I just start swinging to kind of create space so that the range users could potentially have a bit of space.
I like that. I like that a lot. This is an attack, technically. Yeah, like you have to hit. Okay, yeah. So roll to hit, and then we'll see what she can do.
Yeah, I will also bonus action rage.
Yeah, great. I'm
using my last rage. Fantastic. Okay. This better be done in 10 rounds. Natural 20!
Yay! Woo! Amazing. Okay, I'm going to say you clear a space of like 10 feet around you as you just... this roar from Mace as he just starts swinging around, and you feel all of you get like a little bit of breathing room suddenly as people are pushed back. As much people like step back in fear as much as they are sort of like physically moved back by the Mace as well.
40 damage.
40 damage.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
On that crit. And I get another attack, so I'm just going to do that very quickly.
Boom. Yeah.
18 plus 7 to hit.
Yep.
I'm sure that hit. 18 damage.
18 damage.
58 damage.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's wow. Some level that's 6 massive. For you.
Yeah. These pirates just crumple around you as you swing them all around. And you feel like as you swing them all, like on one side, you look at your sort of the broken gauntlet. You think you see like a shimmer of gold. Ooh. And then as you swing it around in one hand and you turn back around the other side, you see the black tatter pulsates on your arm.
Ooh.
Captain Morpheus, Captain Tomark of the White Badgers, he rallies next to you, Archie, as you cleared some space. And you see the commoners, these are just people. These are just like sailors and like, you know, just townsfolk, not trained fighters. But they get the White Badgers, they flock in as Captain Tomark. Forward! Forward! As he kind of creates like a bulwark against the line of pirates.
That's it, Tomark.
That's a natural one for the White Badgers.
That's it, Tomark.
Okay. Good thing we went to so much energy to find these guys.
Good thing I used all of my resources.
White Badgers, these are trained fighters, so they look okay, but they do sort of falter a bit as they get shoved backwards by the force of this.
I'm
Captain Tomark's still a little bit drunk.
Yeah, I'm still I'm closely inspecting him to make sure he's not like swigging from a bottle here or there.
Yeah,
subtly.
Mace, as you are swinging around and you catch sight of this this black tattoo on your forearm, as you clear space around you, you see this sort of corridor, briefest little corridor opens up, and you see a white dragonborn step in and levels his gun at you.
Oh no.
Here we go.
Don't say it like that.
Yeah, what's happened to like Mace?
Oh no.
That's what happens.
Jumping up on his... Oh no!
The very rare times where Mace gets scared, he becomes a little Welshman.
Oh no. All three attacks are going to hit.
Holy shit. Three attacks?
Oy vey.
This is really bad.
Uh-oh.
Everyone, this is really
bad.
Hey,
Mace, is this going to be... not magic damage.
It's not magic damage. However, it is 36 reduced to 18 points of damage.
Moves.
Captain Morpheus moves in like a blur as he... he levels one pistol at you and then sheaths that one and then draws another one from his... like he has this like pistol, this bandolier, draws another one. Bang, bang, bang. Three shots and they... catch you in the shoulder.
Yeah, I feel like the first one hits and I'm like, oh yes, like that as a barbarian. Second one hits and I'm like, oh okay. And the third one, I'm like, where are they coming from?
Okay, Rizzy, it is now your turn. This corridor, it closes up again.
Okay, I imagine I'm feeling very you know, claustrophobic and like overwhelmed. I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting this, and I've just teleported. I'm like very disorientated. So I'm going to try and first of all, I'm going to cast my spiritual weapon.
Yep.
Right you, next as to Morpheus.
You see the corridor opens up for a moment and then it closes again and he vanishes out of sight. However, as you go to cast the spiritual weapon, you lose sight of him and then there's a flash of white above you and you see the owl.
Okay.
And the owl seems to be circling over where Captain Morpheus is.
Yes!
Oh, thank the gods. And I... just sort of in that general direction. And as I cast Spiritual Weapon, I sort of book it out of the fray, so I'm a little bit distanced.
You'll need to make an athletics or acrobatics check to get out of here.
Yep. Awesome.
So you cast a spiritual weapon, the owl catches it in its talons and then just dive bombs Captain Morpheus with it.
Nine.
You try to get out and then you're thrown back into this into this fray.
Regardless, I'm going to try and put eyes on Missy, Imelda and Mace and cast Emboldening Bond.
Yep, easy enough to do as you have this space around you.
Oh, sorry, not cast, just it's an action.
Oh, it's an action?
So, yeah.
Okay.
So I do that.
So how does emboldening... Do I need to stay within, like, close to y'all for it to work?
Just within 30 feet.
Within 30 feet. Okay.
And I've got a new feature, which is called Protective Bond. So if one of you, because you're all connected now, if one of you is about to get dealt damage, another person who's bonded with you can teleport right next to you and take all of the damage.
Amazing.
Protect the child.
Yeah.
So as
a reaction.
Who had the emboldening bond again, sorry?
You three. So Missy, Imelda, Mace.
Right, that's a D4 on...
Attacks and saving throw. Oh, on all.
Attack ability or saving.
Whoa, that's a...
Yes! But it's only once per turn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's very good.
Great. And then I... Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can attack Morpheus.
With the spiritual weapon,
yes.
Yeah. Roll two hits.
13.
13 does not hit.
Okay.
So the owl dive bombs down with a spiritual weapon and it swings about a bit. You feel it you feel it connect with a few other pirates, but yeah. You know the owl shoots back up again and then screeches at you and then keeps circling.
I imagine I'm just so overwhelmed.
Yes. Yeah. There's so much stimulus going on here. It's chaos,
yeah.
And in the worst possible way. Archie, it's now your turn.
All right. Well, I feel like when Archie initially was like, let's get him! Mm. And then when the crowd started rushing in towards each other, Archie saw what was coming and kind of just tried to resist and hold back and then eventually just got pushed up right in front of these pirates. And then he's just going to look around and go, well, fuck. And then... There's going to be a glint in his eyes of green and red, and his hair turns a bit more orange,
yep.
And he pops into the air, ever so slightly hovering off the ground, and it goes into his fey presence.
Cool.
Very,
very cool. Yes. As you raise up just a little bit, your hair, it flays out, and these strange sort of fey runes, they appear around your face, and you become, it's like the visage of almost like a totem or something, I imagine. As these pirates, they step back and look at you, in fear. And they're, spirit! It's a spirit!
And then I say, I am a god.
Great.
Just wondering, was it over 3 hostile creatures that I frightened?
It was.
That's one of my
personal quests.
Personal quests.
Hey.
Ticked off.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come to that one in a little bit.
Well, I actually don't have the card.
You don't have the card? Yeah, good.
Sorry. But...
Because I've forgotten what it was.
It was next time.
On these pirates.
Next time.
It is now the mob of pirates' turn. They go to they go to try and cut down a bunch of the Bridgetown people, but Captain Tomark, to me! He spreads the white badges out and they manage to hold them back, so they are going to take the damage instead of the commoners. White badges take a good chunk of damage from that one. 48 points of damage, to be specific.
Whoa.
The battle rages on. Missy, it is now your turn as the pirates are trying to fight past this line of badges.
So I'm caught in this claustrophobic, pit of people. Mm. And my gun is pressed up against my chin. I can't get it free. And then I just see Archie rise into the sky. And I look up,
blink,
and a single tear rolls down my eye as it's the Countess.
you swear that Archie or the Countess looks down to you and just gives you a little kissy face.
And the tears just start to fall freely from my face. Being so enamored and charmed by this creature. Do you say it was an acrobatics check to try and get out of the...
Athletics or acrobatics, yeah.
You have a D8 as well.
That's a D4.
It's a 5.
Oh.
So, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do it. In that case, I might just make 2 attacks with disadvantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you've got you've got space around you thanks to Mace.
Oh, okay.
Clearing Sweet. a bit of room for you. So.
In that case, I'm going to sort of take a knee like right underneath those sort of his arms as he arcs around.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And take some shots.
Okay.
Just I guess into the mass of pirates.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
Don't forget the D4 as well.
So that's 16.
16 hits.
Okay, and I'll just roll the other attack. That's 15.
Also hits.
Also hits, okay. You know how we were just talking about getting a 1 on a D12?
Oh, yeah. You just get a 1 on a D12?
I did just get a 1 on a D12.
Yeah.
That's still 17 points of damage.
Nice, nice. It's something. The gun goes off. The gun smoke, it mingles with the smell of gunpowder in the that is heavy in the air.
And then Dog's going to have an attack as well.
Yep.
17. So that's 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Okay. Dog rushes up and then starts flapping about and throws off some, there's like sonic damage into the group of pirates. Mace, you, 3 bullets, they catch you in the chest, and then the corridor, it closes as you turn bloodthirsty, looking for Captain Morpheus, and then you hear, you're dimly aware, you have danger sense, correct? Mm-hmm. You are searching for Captain Morpheus, but then there's something to your left. You're hit by this force. Oh. There's like 600-pound tortle.
Oh. Dog's going to give disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
On the attack.
Nice.
It's not an attack. It is attempting to grapple you, Mace.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So that is 21.
21, okay. The tortle is also a barbarian. Collides with you, and you manage to sort of hold your own against him as he
so dope.
Rushes you up against, like pushes you up against the wall of people. You manage to stay sort of relatively close to your friends as this this like a dark blue sort of scales, looks like a dragon turtle, or like a snapping turtle. He reaches in and looks at you, and then he grabs the side of your head with this like 3-fingered hand, and he pulls your jaw around. And he seems to be looking at something behind your ear, and he turns his head as well, and he has the same tattoo behind his ear as well.
Yes. You fought in the arena, did you?
He's also started his rage, and you become dimly aware as he sort of holds you, you're like holding your own against him, but the cobblestones around you, they seem to, they turn to this like raging sort of sea. And it feels like there's rain coming down, sort of like centralized on you, and you just feel like the people around you, they begin to vanish in this sort of swirling storm as this aura is sort of emanating out from this tortle.
Cool.
Initiative count 20.
What?
I need everyone to make a strength saving throw.
Oh, awesome.
We can add our D4 to that.
My specialty.
Oh, Archie, you can do so with advantage. Given the beguiling presence.
Well, I will certainly do that.
Amalda, you look as this space clears around you. You see Mace get blindsided by this tortle, and then everyone pushes forward. And you feel this crush again. Actually, you scamper forward. The two sides are pushing into each other, and the group is getting separated.
I think what I'm going to do, just probably on instinct, is the moment I kind of see the shins coming towards me.
Yeah.
I just kind of like see my favorite hairy pair of shins. Hmm. And I just clamber right up. And Mace just kind of like, I'm probably entirely hidden within his mane.
Yeah.
There's just like extra afro into his mane. And I'm just kind of like, a pair of tiny hands appear in front of his neck. And I'm just kind of like,
check out this cool guy I'm going to fight.
Okay.
Yeah. You all get pushed through this crowd, and you sort of look around, you try to press yourself out of it, and you are essentially alone now. All 3 of you have been separated, awesome. Like split out through this battle.
Actually, us three. Point.
Yeah, you're not pushed out of the fray, but
we're
you're
separated.
You're separated.
That's fine.
It. Yeah.
How far apart are these guys?
From you guys?
You can't see.
From each other. No.
Oh, they're on. Malda's on my back.
I mean, I'm right next. I'm okay. On top of
me. The 3 of us are completely separated from anyone.
Just Emboldening Bond, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Emboldening Bond is still there. I'll say with Emboldening Bond, you're dimly aware of where people are.
10 meters, yeah.
I'll say you're still within 30 feet of each other.
Okay.
But you don't know where. The Bridgetown commoners, they continue fighting against the pirates. They don't seem to fell any more of them in this instance. Amalda, it is now your turn as you're sort of being jostled around, clinging onto Mace's back as this turtle is gripping him.
Sorry, also, the pirates that were frightened by me would be using their any chance they could to get away from me.
To get away, okay.
Thank you. Archie's probably got space.
You've got space.
Yeah.
In that case, you have space. As you are pushed away, and then these pirates go to charge you, and then they halt where they are.
I am a god.
Okay, Amalda, it is now your turn.
Can I say, since I am on Mace's shoulders,
yeah,
I think I'm on Mace's shoulder, and when the panic passes, I sort of get onto my feet. And since I've got a vantage point here, I'm going to start looking for Captain Morpheus.
Okay, make a perception check.
Oh, 14.
14. You, like, holding yourself up, looking around through this sea of people, and you think you see a flash of white, but no, that was just a commoner that could have been a pirate.
Okay.
You do see an owl circling, but you don't know what that means yet.
I think Amalda would be like, that's an owl. Okay, well, can I do it? Like, there's a mobs of pirates, right? Are they being kind of led by any one person who looks like they're really rallying people to themselves? Like a Captain Tomark equivalent?
Yeah, there are. Throughout the pirates, the group of pirates, there are sort of more senior looking.
She has a bit of space
around him. You spot Archie. And you see one of them is getting quite close to him, leading a few pirates towards him.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Because I'm a halfling, I can move through the spaces of things that are a size larger than me with ease.
Yep.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to crawl down Mace's mane. I'm going to kind of use that vantage point, clock where that is, you know, aim for the space that I'd actually, and then I'm going to crawl down, and then I'm going to make my way, skimming through the shins.
You'll need to make an acrobatics or athletics check.
Acrobatics.
Dirty 20. Yeah. So you skitter through and sort of dodge.
I'm like safety rolling.
Yep.
In my head, for some reason, I don't know why, the theme song of dun 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 dun, dun is playing through my head.
Yeah.
And I find this captain's shins, and I think what I'm gonna do is I'm going to lay my hands on his knees and cast bestow.
That's a save.
That is a save. Wisdom 14.
Wisdom 14. The captain just rolls a 14, so it does save.
So I give his knees a high five, and then nothing happens.
Do I see Amalda?
Yes, you do. Yeah, skittering through the crowd, you do see Amalda.
I see Amalda grab his knees, and I say, you go, girl.
You go, girl. Well, I think if it succeeds, nothing happens.
Okay.
So in that case, I kind of high five his knees, and I think I kind of go, fucking proboscis! And then there's, to make myself feel better, some butterflies start to appear around Archie's head.
Okay.
And you have bardic inspiration.
Swap them again, as is tradition.
Get away!
And I'm going to try and scuttle back to Mace.
Okay. You have used all of your movement.
I have. All right. I'm going to sit there. You know what? I'm going to take this opportunity to sit on my butt and just kind of think my life decisions.
Yeah.
The most dangerous thing to do in a stampede.
Yeah. Truly. You sit. You take a seat. Just like fold your arms and think about. Okay. Yeah. What have I achieved so far in this battle? What are my next goals? What are the things?
I'm blue sky thinking at this point.
And you look down. You look up at this very nasty looking pirate who's looking down at you, really confused. And He draws his sword and is going to make an attack.
No, picks up Amalda and says, get this child out of this combat.
Yeah.
We're pirates, not monsters.
Yeah. Everyone stop. Pause.
Hold on.
That's a natural 20.
No way. That's the opposite of what we just joked about.
Oh, no.
You take 12 points of slashing damage. I'm afraid. Mace, it's your turn.
Mace looks towards the turtle and says, you're a fellow gladiator. Fought for many years, yeah. What did they call you? They call me Zartok. It's really fucking cool. I mean, okay. Are we going to fight like everyone else, or should we make the square? Back!
Just starts shoving people back.
Nice. Yeah, I do the same. I'm pushing people back, and then I tighten the wrappings that really rotten wrappings that Missy has put over my hands and grip around them all, and I go are you ready? Die well. And I'm going to make two attacks against them. You know what? First one, reckless. Yes. I just scream and run in.
Yes, this is the way.
That is 21 to hit.
That'll hit.
And I'm just gonna roll the other one as well. I've learned how reckless works. You can only roll advantage on one.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. 21 and then an 18 to hit. So yep, both hit, both I imagine. Okay. The first one comes down and again, the Divine Fury comes out. The gold wraps around my maul. And this time it's literally just this giant, like, God's hand that passes my maul down. 25 damage on the first hit, and 9 damage.
9 damage. You come in and you charge. As you rush forward, you realize you're like sloshing through water. As this aura is just emanating around Zartok, this turtle, but you catch him twice with 2 pretty good hits.
Is this you making all this water?
It's the storm.
It is now the White Badge's turn. Rallied by Captain Tomark, that's a natural 20 for them against the pirates. 64 points of damage in total against this mob of pirates. As these they like rallied against their captain, who's now been roused from his stupor. They charge in and they push forwards. You probably don't see a lot of what's going on at this stage from where all of you are, but it feels like there's a confidence in the air on your side.
Nice.
Which is good. Okay, never mind. A corridor opens up down through these people, and you see Captain Morpheus level his gun at you.
Oh, motherfucker.
And you see him, he speaks quietly, but it seems to reach you through the crowd, and he says,
"You chose this."
3 shots go off.
Oh my god, I might die.
16 points of damage.
Oh, holy
god.
You're caught by these bullets as the owl, it screeches overhead. How are you looking?
I'm looking ill.
Okay.
Oh, I'm very nervous right now. I wasn't before, but...
The corridor closes. Morpheus vanishes into...
Rizzy's going to instinctually just like push outwards and... summon her spirit guardians.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
So any hostile creatures within 15 feet of me have to make a wisdom saving throw.
Copy that.
That would be awful.
What's the DC on the wisdom save?
14.
14, they fail.
Oh.
Not being able to move and just these things cutting into you.
Yeah.
Awful.
What does your spirit guardians look like again? What are they look like?
Jellyfish, weren't they?
Yeah, something aquatic.
Something aquatic?
Something aquatic. Pot of
the
whales.
Fucking salmon.
It's Aquaman.
It's Jason Momoa.
That's really good. Wow. It's just lots of tiny little Jason Momoa.
Rizzy, it's swimming. Me, Jason Momoa. I'm here to help.
Oh my god, Jason.
Not even like in character. He's
Whoa,
just standing
is
there.
That Jason Momoa?
He's just running really fast.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah.
I love you, Rizzy.
I love you too, Jason. Mr. Momoa.
Oh, I'm so jealous right now.
Weirdly, he's dressed as Khal Drogo and not as Aquaman.
16 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And then my spiritual weapon is going to beeline towards Morpheus.
Yep.
And
the owl circles over the top of him.
I am so thankful for that owl. I'm going to give it so much treats.
So many freaking mice.
That's a natural one.
Natural
so never
one.
Mind.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
But I'm going to use my movement and... Oh, anyone within my 15-foot radius has halved... movement.
It's difficult terrain. Yep, copy that.
And I'm going to move towards either the turtle or the Morpheus. Or Morpheus. Really? Whoever I can see.
You're going to need to... The only person you can see is Morpheus, because he's the only one you know exactly where he is.
Perfect. I'm going to go move towards.
Make an athletics
Wait, didn't
or acrobatics
he disappear
check.
In the crowd?
Rizzy knows where he is because of the owl.
Yep,
it's all right.
Yep.
4.
You try to push forwards as these spiritual guardians, they... You see pirates like scream and fall backwards as you push forwards, but you're held in place. It's like your elbows are pressed up against your chest. It's very, very difficult to move.
Okay.
Archie, it is now your turn.
All right. I'm going to look at the pirate and who just stabbed into a little child, and I'm just going to look at him and just glare at him and say, "What is wrong with you? That is despicable. You should be... ashamed of yourself." And then I'm just going to hold up my arm and shoot off 2 old blasts in his face. I'm just going to use the dirty 20 because I just rolled a natural 1.
Sure, why not?
Okay, roll it again just in case. Okay, the 23 to hit.
Definitely hits.
That will be 14 damage.
Nice.
14 damage.
And then my second one I'm rolling horribly. It's a 15 to hit.
15 hits.
Yay. And that's 5 points of damage.
5 points of damage. He gets hit and like staggers backwards. There's a few of his companions. They catch him like arm in arm, but he looks around, his eyes rolling, and his face is just like blackened and singed from the Eldritch Blast. He is thrown forwards, brought back to his feet.
And don't do it again.
Okay, the commoners, they push forwards against these pirates, and you feel the battle is moving in the direction that you want it to. You see, it's the pirates were sort of pushing you back towards the warehouses, which are behind you.
Okay.
Because you're pushing forwards, you're pushing them closer to the warship.
Oh, nice.
As they are fighting backwards and like on the back foot for right now.
Also, just a heads up, at the end of my turn, those pirates that were frightened by me are no longer frightened.
No longer frightened? Yeah. Cool, thank you. Okay, there are two thugs who helped up the pirate. Mm-hmm. They're going to come in and make an attack against you.
Come at me.
First one is going to be a 15 to hit.
That's my armor class.
That's your armor class. Copy that. Okay, that's 6 points of damage. That is a 12 to hit.
Misses.
Okay. The first one catches you with his scimitar. The second one, you just spin out of the way as he goes wide. Nice. Dr. Missy, it's going to be your turn in just a second. It's the pirates first. That's another 40 points of damage against the white badges as the pirates, they rally themselves and they try to hold against this force of people who are pushing them closer and closer towards their warship. Missy, it is now your turn.
The tears are just free-flowing from Missy's eyes, and sort of in their head, there's sort of like this black and white French film playing out.
Yeah.
As they stand on the edge of a lake with a fistful of flowers.
Yeah.
And they're just watching the time, and they know that she's probably never going to show up. And that he'll probably never, they'll never see her again.
Yeah.
Or love again.
And they sort of scrunch their fist and throw these flowers into the lake.
Yeah.
And then Missy snaps back into focus.
So we know what Aaron's been thinking about.
Yeah.
And Missy knows that, like, this is like pirates are pirates, and the best way is to cut the head off the snake.
Of course.
So I want to try and find Captain Morpheus.
Make a perception check.
Eight.
Eight. Yeah, you look around, trying to peer through the crowd. It's just bodies and faces.
You reckon it's worth me using my bardic and my
D4?
Eight. We've already known the outcome of the roll, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But with the D4, you can just add it.
But I'm going to make an attack, and I want to save the D4 maybe for the attacks.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm just going to... I'll just make attacks with disadvantage, I guess.
Yep.
On the pirates around me. Yep. That's a nat 1, so I'm not going to bother with this is my second attack. That's a 22.
22 hits.
8 points of damage.
8 points of damage, okay.
And then dog will also make an attack. That's 9, but I'll add my D4 to that.
Mm-hmm.
13?
13 hits.
Attaboy, dog. Proud of you. Maybe that's a 7.
Yay.
That's 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Nice one. You and dog, you just pull your gun like just down to your hip, and you fire off a bullet, and then dog comes forward as well, and you see the crowd is moving towards the warship, and you steady yourself as you feel your foot. It slips off the edge of one of these docks that sort of like go out into the ocean. You have them definitely on the back foot at this stage. As you crane your head and you look around, and you see there's an owl circling somewhere. Well, that's the owl that's been following Rizzy around, but you're not sure what that means.
Yeah, I'm just balancing sort of precariously on the edge of the dock.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep an eye out for Morpheus.
Gotcha. Okay, it is now Zartok's turn. The storm rages around you to the point where the only person you can see is Zartok, who sloshes towards you through this water.
Do they slip?
In their own ability?
In their own ability.
Watch it. No. I haven't done this for a while.
Both the lowest roll was an 18. A 21.
Oh.
Wow. So that hits.
Yeah.
Funnily
enough. 18 for the second attack?
That hits.
Okay, both attacks are going to hit. Is 21 reduced to 10 points of damage as he swings the flail around. It catches you in the side, and then the other one comes around again and catches you in the side of the face as he looks at you. As your eyes, they roll, and he grins at you. And then he grabs you with both his hands grabs, seizes your shoulders, and then tosses you, like hip tosses you around, and you splash into the water, and suddenly you're both under the ocean. Sinking. Okay, initiative count 20. Everybody give me a strength saving throw as the crowd surges forward. All moving closer towards the warship. You can see the pirates are backing up. A couple of them, they tip off the edge of the docks and splash into the water. So who rolled under 15? Just Rizzy.
Aww.
Okay.
Wah!
Wah!
Oh, boop.
Okay, so Archie and Amal, do you like hold on to each other as you're pushed through the crowd again? The
what happens? I'm just literally holding on to Archie's shin. And I'm like,
hold on, hold on.
The more senior pirate and his two thugs, they vanish in the crowd of people as you're jostled forwards. Rizzy, you are going to take.
I can't take much.
You take 4 points of bludgeoning damage as you're jostled around, and you trip over at one stage, and then you push yourself back up to your feet, lost in this sea of people. The Bridgetown Commoners, they charge forwards, and you see now the pirates are actually, they're like backing up onto the warship itself. They're getting pushed back up onto the deck.
Nice.
Amalda, it is now your turn. You're with Archie.
All right.
In this throng of people.
Is there any chance I can see Rizzy?
Make a perception check.
Oh. Okay, I'm not even going to use my bolding bond of that. What happens is I try and scramble up on top of Archie the way I do with Mace.
Yep.
Except Archie's considerably skinny and also not as strong. Yep. So I just, like, Archie just
I just
is
fall
tipping.
Straight over.
Yeah, like tipping like the Tower of Pete. I'm just kind of like, Archie, just hold still. Okay, never mind. Okay.
I feel dizzy all of a sudden.
Okay, all right. So I think what kind of happens is the main, in the fray around me now, mm-hmm. Who can I see? Is it just because the big bad pirate boys disappeared?
Yes. I'll say you can see as you're being jostled about. You like you try to scramble up Archie, and his knees start knocking, and he starts to tip over.
You hear some bones like crunch.
You can see Captain Morpheus is stepping up onto the warship. Is this?
Okay.
Firing off shots down at this crowd of people who are surging forward. So you have a line of sight on him. He's about 60 feet away from
okay,
you.
Okay, 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 okay. So okay. I think what I'm going to do is as I spot him, I'm going to point my finger at him, and I'm going to start, like, I'm going to drop my jaw and just, like a depth of a metal scream that could not come out of my body resonates through me. And he has to make a Wisdom 14 save.
Wisdom 14, copy that. He fails with a 6 on the dice.
Nice.
11 points of damage.
11
12
points
nice.
Of damage.
12 points 12 of damage.
Points
thank
of
you,
damage.
Ara.
thank you.
So that is my action.
Yeah. He staggers on there and like leans on the railing and then searches for wherever that came from.
Right. And then... I mean, okay, so you've got body... Archie's got bardic inspiration. So does Missy. I can't see Rizzy, and I probably... Can I see Mace?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to use my interaction to draw my dagger and my short swords and just kind of get down and be like...
Yeah.
Try and look scary.
Just start hissing.
Yeah.
Nice, okay. Nice.
Yeah.
That's strong. Great. Yeah, you. That's strong.
Okay, Mace. You're sinking lower and lower and lower down this... it's just ocean everywhere as you see Zartok is like got his hands like they're like reaching for your neck as he's breathing these bubbles breathing in and out.
Try and you know I'm just gonna try and grab him by the neck and just try and start strangling him.
Okay. Nice. Okay, make a
that's pretty dope.
An athletics that's check
nice.
Contested
25.
He rolled a natural 1.
Hey.
Grip him
so
by the throat.
I just like I pull him down, so I'm on top of him now. As we start sinking, I just start to try and strangle him.
Yeah, you grip him around the throat, and he's below you now, and you're looking away from the surface down into these watery depths. It's black down there, darker than night itself, and you think you.
Oh no.
Tendrils or something. You are dimly aware of something lurking down there in that
deck.
As a tattoo.
Yeah, I can feel like my left pulses. Arm starts to get like heavier and heavier as there's just the tendrils just start pulling out off of it.
Mm.
And yeah, like I just feel my left arm get more strength. It just starts to press in deeper.
Mm.
And I start like yelling. There's like bubbles coming out of my mouth.
Excellent. It is now the White Badger's turn. They press forward.
They deal
48 points of damage to the pirates in total. They're cutting them up. And at this point, the pirates are almost entirely up on the warship as they're being pushed backwards. And it's just this stream of Bridgetown commoners and the White Badgers as they're charging upwards as we come to Captain Morphrus's turn. So he staggers on the railing from this death metal scream that has just echoed in his mind. Is there any kind of other effect from this? Like he doesn't get disadvantage on anything?
Let me just do a double check. I must immediately use its reaction if available to move as far away as its speed allows from you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, so it doesn't move into obviously dangerous ground, such as fire a pit. That's it.
I love that. Okay, so he looks up and he spots you in the crowd and then you just see him vanish.
I throw up a little deck. What I've learned from Archie as well, I raise my middle finger.
Yeah, yeah.
Up at him.
Captain Morphrus vanishes out of sight as he charges away. Not going to take any attacks against anyone, though.
Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
So I say good. Perfect form. Perfect
yes.
form.
Thank you.
Rizzy, you're pushing yourself back up from being on all fours as you look around you from side to side and you realize you're surrounded by friends. More or less. Like, there are people, it's all Bridgetown people just charging past you towards the...
Incredible. Otherwise, I'm going to attack with my spiritual weapon.
Okay.
The
owl, it soars towards Captain Morphrus.
14.
14. Does not hit.
Yeah, of course it doesn't.
The owl.
Grumpy grump.
I'm having a bad time. And then I'm going to cure wounds myself.
Okay.
Nice. I need a bit of healing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I can do.
Sure. That's a good turn. These threads, they ripple across your body as they like they sew these like ethereal threads, like sew your wounds up and you...
Actually, I'm going to use my movement and run into the throng.
Run into the throng? Okay, so you stand, cure wounds.
Just said that there was a hand into the throng.
The throng.
You start rushing towards, like just charging alongside all of these people from Bridgetown and the owl, it circles in the air and then flies down towards you. You feel its claws grip your shoulder and it lifts you into the air.
Oh my god.
Like a flying over the top of people and you have like a pretty good view and you see back on the docks there's this like pool of water that's just like it's like raining there and it's just like this perfect sort of like
the warship.
Okay, I'm just gonna be like that's weird but I'm gonna deal with it later.
Yeah.
And then head towards Morphrus.
Yeah, cool. So the owl keeps flying you over the tops heads of these people towards the warship. Archie, it is now your turn.
All right. So I got some questions for you.
Yeah.
So for starters, we're on this dock, right?
Yep.
There's a warship at the end of the dock.
Yep.
Are there any other ships around?
There are the skiffs that Captain Morphrus was loading the cages of people onto. So there are four skiffs that are moored by the docks as well.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. I would like to try and get visual on Rizzy and Missy.
Yeah, I'll say you see, like looking around and then you see suddenly Rizzy is just lifted up out of the crowd by this owl.
By an owl. Okay. By just what looks like a common white owl.
A very buff owl.
I'm just not surprised anymore.
Given the crowd is starting to part a bit and you see Missy just like on their feet, sort of being pushed around a little bit but manages to hold their ground, getting more room around them now as well. It's like load their gun back up as well.
Nice. Well, I'm going to position myself so Rizzy, I'm going to do like a crab like waddle.
Yeah.
I'm keeping Missy and Rizzy in sight and I'm going to cast Bless on Missy, Rizzy and myself.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
So it's a D4 to attack rolls and saving throws.
Epic, thank you.
Alright. Okay, the commoners, they charge now up, like fighting up onto the warship. And Archie, as you're casting Bless as well, you look up to the gangplank and you see Manda is just...
Yeah!
Just left hook, right hook, just like leading the charge up this gangplank.
She's torn her sleeves off.
Yeah!
So
yeah.
Yes.
Looks like Bruce Lee. It's just
there's like tats on both arms.
I'm like kind of crying a little bit, but then also like my mouth's watering. I'm like really confused.
She's just doing a bunch of 5-inch punches to everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, and also because I've replaced Bane by Bless,
mm-hmm.
so instead of like a red LED light flickering around their heads. It's a green LED light that just is blinking. Bless, bless, bless.
Oh my god.
Nice. Nice. Okay, so these commoners, they fight up onto the warship itself. The pirates are now taking their turn. They're going to try and surge back against the white badges. They do deal 30 points of damage to the white badges. You see a couple of them, despite this push that you're making, the pirates are still fighting hard. As they are pushed up, you see also there's the Wilhelm scream as like one of the white badges. They topple off the nice. Side of the ship. Missy, it is now your turn.
I would like to try and make a push to get onto the warship.
Yep, yep.
And try and see if I can find more for us.
Okay, make an athletics or acrobatics check.
That's another nat one.
That's another natural one.
Hey, guess what? You're not going to McDonald's after this. You're not going to McDonald's after this.
Arab talking to his guy.
So you take a couple steps forward to make a push, and then your head, you're distracted suddenly as you look over, and leaning up against a crate is shy of holding a pretty nasty wound on her stomach, and she looks up at you and she says,
"Is that circumspect?
Dang it! Are there any pirates around her?"
No. She's got she's seems safe for now, but she's bleeding heavily.
Could I get to her? Alright, I'm gonna get to her. Can I see what state is she dying or
she's
is she just
very, very badly injured. If she doesn't get attention now, she will bleed out by the end of this battle. She looks at you and she says she sort of grins and she's like, "What are you doing?"
God dang it, Shaev.
Don't let these people down, okay?
I won't. And I cast Cure Wounds on her.
You're an idiot.
Thank you. That's another one.
The wound, it scabs a bit.
Towards the warship.
I'm going to, again, I can't take my attacks or anything, so... I'll get ready to... Are there any pirates immediately near us for Dog to attack, or...?
No.
Right, well then...
Not at this stage.
In that case, Dog will just, I guess, take the dodge action in case anyone comes to attack us.
Sure, so Dog's fronds go up as you both start walking down the docks towards the warship.
Nice.
We're beneath the waves. Zartok is being grappled by Mace. Going to... reckless attack so that he gets just a straight roll because these attacks as he springs the flail around, like just grips it by the head and just tries to slam it into your side. That's going to be a 15.
That doesn't hit.
To hit. Second attack is going to be a 17 to hit.
That does.
That will hit. Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Does this breathe underwater? No.
They cannot, tortoises.
Okay, so y'all are in the same boat in that sense.
No, I think turtles can breathe underwater though.
I have no idea.
This guy can.
Yeah, I think anthropomorphic turtle people can.
Can breathe.
Yeah.
That's
in this magical world.
In this magical world.
Let's just ask Raphael.
10 reduced to 5 points.
Ouchie.
Of bludgeoning damage as he slams the flail into the side of your head, and then he grips you and grapples with you as you're both turning and turning underwater as you're sinking further and further down to this gaping maw abyss below you. Top of the round, no need for any strength saving throws. The group is more or less reunited as the mob pushes up onto the warship now. You see Captain Tomark is surrounded. He's been cut off from the rest of the white badges as he's pushed off to one side, still fighting valiantly. No sign of Morpheus. Where's Mace? You're not sure. Amalda, it's your turn.
You step up
onto the ship.
So that's the kind of state of it, is most of the pirates are on back onto the ship. Captain Tomark is in a bit of shit.
Yes.
And I don't know where Mace is.
You don't know where Mace is.
Okay, so
you see Manda just...
Oh, yes! I think I look up to Manda and I salute. I click my heels and I salute that.
We see where Valinir is?
Valinir, you see Valinir, she's... throws a knife at one of these pirates as they caught in the throat by it and staggers backwards as well.
So good that Manda is just fighting with fists.
I mean, okay, the people around Tamar, can I again see if there's like a sort of leader who's egging everyone on?
No, it just seems like it's just a group of nasty looking pirates. Just wailing on him.
Just wailing on him. All right, in that case, all right, I'm going to look up at Archie, and I'm going to kind of do a serious grimace, and then I'm going to weave my way to them. Is there not really much of a crowd anymore?
There's still plenty of people. There's a crowd, so like you do weave your way through, but there's no need to make any kind of checks
anymore. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to weave my way through until I am 5 foot away. What I'm going to do is I'm going to jump with both feet and land flat-footed on the ground.
Okay.
And you hear a thunderclap.
Okay.
That nice. Can be heard 100 feet away. Each creature within range has to do a constitution save of 14.
What is the range on thunderclap?
It is 5 foot.
Okay. I'll say with that you can target 2 of the 4 pirates.
Okay. All right.
What was the save, sorry?
14.
14, they both fail.
Yeah! Nice. So, I mean, it's not very much. You just take a d6 of damage.
Yep.
You take one damage.
One damage.
Why'd you roll it a second time?
I don't know. I thought I'd have to roll for both pirates, but obviously not. Shut up, Aaron.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you take one damage. That's my... Is that an action? Yes, that's an action. And as a bonus action, I want to just poke one of them in the shins.
Okay, sure. Yeah, their knees buckle and then they turn around.
I win instantly. Yeah.
They turn around and look down at you as they rock forward and try to sort of, their attention is on you now and you just poke one of them in the shin.
Pick on someone your own size!
Mace, it is now your turn as you're...
Okay.
Mace sinking deeper and deeper.
Is going to just make 2 attacks.
Okay.
He's going to do reckless, which means he does have advantage because I had advantage and then I'm advantage on top of that. Does that make sense?
It's true. Yeah, because he reckless. Yep.
Okay. First attack. Dirty 20.
Yep.
And second attack is probably not going to hit. 2 and a 3 on the dice. So,
nope.
Okay.
Won't do it.
So, I feel like the divine fury, so the golden light around my maul is kind of eclipsed in a way, but it is still there.
Mm.
Kind of mixing with the inky blackness. 21 damage.
21 damage.
Nice.
And yeah, I think, just tussling around. And I think just for flavor, this isn't my maul. This is just me with my claws.
Yeah, just raking and fighting against each other. There's a moment where you have a bit of space from one another and you look down and there's this gaping abyss beneath you and then you feel this light above you, this golden light that sort of the rays peeking through the ocean, and you look up and you think you can see beneath the rippling surface of the ocean there's like a hammer that shines with golden light.
I think I just the heaviness of my left hand, which is completely black now, but then after a day of not actually having the light on my right arm, it starts to shine a little bit.
It is now the White Badge's turn. Captain Tomark, he steps forward and is going to swing at the pirates who are on you, Amalda. That's a natural 1. He steps forward and he shoves a couple of them back, and then he raises his axe, and then one of them turns and is going to.
And he vomits.
He vomits. Yeah.
And he buffs.
Yeah.
What a day that man's having.
One of the pirates that was coming after you has now turned and is focused on Tomark. The other one is still stepping towards you. Captain Morpheus is nowhere to be seen on deck as you all look around, like searching through the crowds of people. The
Who's
owl.
On deck at the moment? It's Missy, Rizzy.
I'm not on deck. I'm not on deck.
Okay.
I'll say, Rizzy, you're like coming up to the owl, like lifts you and just sort of takes you, and then the owl, it circles a few times looking for Morpheus, but doesn't pin him down.
There's a wording of this spell.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Get weird with it.
It's Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
And it says, it can be attacked towards a creature of your choice within range.
Okay.
I don't have to see them.
Don't have to see them, sure.
Can it be Morpheus?
Can it be Morpheus? What is the range of Guiding Bolt?
120 feet.
Whoa.
Yeah, it can be Morpheus.
Yeah!
Okay, I think the owl drops me on the deck and I just mutter under my breath the words to invoke Guiding Bolt. And I spread, it's like tentacles, I just spread out like my energy and I try and find him.
These blue tendrils, they hit the deck and just start snaking along. And you see they snake along the deck, and then they come to this staircase that goes down below.
And then I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt. And I've got a d4, don't I?
Yep, you do.
I'm rolling so badly.
Yeah, rolling really poorly.
It's going to be an 11.
An 11. You don't feel the Guiding Bolt connect with Morpheus, but you know that he is below deck.
In that case, I'm going to shoot my spiritual weapon. I'm going to, like, walk towards below deck.
Mm-hmm.
And my spiritual weapon is going to, like, shoot in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and go find Morpheus.
Okay.
In a very similar way.
Yep. So you start walking forwards, the owl flying alongside you. You take a few steps down the stairs. You look around.
Okay.
Spiritual weapon.
23 to hit.
Will hit. You see the spiritual weapon, it lingers in front of you for a few moments as you look around, and you catch Morpheus just as he's disappearing behind this closing door.
Okay, 8 plus 3, which is 11.
11. The spiritual weapon jams itself between the door and throws Captain Morpheus back into this lower space as he grunts and then looks up at you and...
Oh, good to see you again, Rizzi. Thought we might lose each other in all of that.
I don't say anything. Lose I just stand there. Is he within 15 feet?
No.
Yeah. So excited.
Damn. That's right. That's right.
Archie, it's now your turn.
All right. I'm going to push my way up onto the boat.
Yep.
Do I, by any chance, see Rizzi heading down?
Yeah, this is all kind of happening at once. So you do see Rizzi. You just see the owl fly down below deck as well.
I would like to go down unnoticed. I would like to go down stealthily.
Make a stealth check.
Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. Rizzi, you're dimly aware of a presence, a third presence in the room.
Okay.
You think it might just be the owl, but Archie slips down into the shadows.
Okay.
Do I see Captain Morpheus?
You do, as you crouch. You're crouching now behind these barrels and crates.
Okay. Would you say I'm hidden?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a question.
Yeah.
If I shoot off two Eldritch Blasts, do I shoot them both with advantage? Because I'm popping out from being hidden.
And it's one attack.
Yeah, and it's one attack.
It's one attack action.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So it would be with advantage.
Okay, I'm going to shoot off two Eldritch Blasts.
Getting into semantics here, folks.
Rule stickers.
Gotta get crunchy when it comes when it's life or death.
When it's scary. Yeah.
When you've got two squishy characters passing someone who's dealing like
genuinely.
It's a damage. The first one will be a dirty 20.
Yep, that'll hit.
The next one, 26.
11. Yep, both. Okay.
So 18 damage all up.
18 all up. Grizzy, there's this sound of this like eldritch energy, this green beam that streaks across the room and catches Captain Morpheus as he has his pistol leveled at you, but then it's thrown off to one side.
I'd recognise the colour, wouldn't I?
Absolutely. You look over and you see Archie.
You just see it. You just see it from the shadows.
Oh my god! I shiver.
Guys. Okay. I was really hoping Rizzi would turn around and like aim a kick at the third person. Yeah. In the room.
Missy, you are walking up onto the deck of the ship as you this pirate charges towards you, and then it's caught in the back of the. In the back of the neck with a knife from Valinir as crumples in front of you. Valinir walks over and retrieves the knife and then looks at you and said, "Your friends went down below deck. Get after the captain."
But have you seen Mace anywhere?
Mace?
Yeah, the big lion guy.
No, I haven't seen him in a while.
Can I look out to sort of see, like, potentially, like, where Mace is?
Yeah, yeah. An investigation check.
I will say my passive investigation is 17.
17.
Ooh, that's 19.
19, yeah. There hasn't been a lot of colour used in this battle. There's the obvious sort of traces. You feel the sort of strange Eldritch Fae energy from Archie lingering somewhere nearby. There's the ever-present and reassuring presence of Rizzi's magic. You feel the chaotic sort of creative magic of Imelda as well nearby as she tussles with a pirate. But then there's something else that you haven't felt before that's just, it's wrong and it's violent and it's vast as well, I think is the right word. And there's this pool of water. It looks like this sort of small, contained, raging ocean on the docks.
I think I look down the staircase to where the captain is, and then I look at this pool of dark, swirling water, and I think I look at Dog, and I think, we better go help Uncle Mace. And I want to, like, sort of, like, run with Dog and just try to dive into the water.
Cool.
Nice, okay. Nice.
You just start charging down with Dog. You see Shyev is like, not aware of you at this point. There are people scattered along the docks as well. Dead, injured, dying.
I think I sort of just, like, I go into that sort of trauma surgeon mindset of being like I immediately pick up, like, I can't help those people.
Yeah.
Like I have to get rid of some of those emotional stuff. Like, this is sad, but I have to help the people I can help. Mace can be helped right now.
You stride forwards and you wade into this water, and then you grip the back of Dog as he dives below the waves as you start swimming down. And you see there are a fair ways away from you, but you can see two figures kind of circling, drifting around each other into this deep abyss below.
Can I still make attacks?
I'll give you one attack.
With disadvantage because it's underwater?
Yes.
Okay, that is 11.
Yep.
I'm going to try and use both my bardic and my d4.
Is this an ability check?
Attack roll.
Attack roll.
You can roll with advantage.
Each target
and each creature you see within 5 feet must succeed on a con saving throw, DC 14, or take thunder damage equal to the number rolled on the bardic inspiration die.
If I hit them. All right, so that's now 13.
13.
So I'm rolling a d8 to try and make it hit.
I think that'll happen regardless of if you hit them or not. It doesn't say whether you...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It doesn't say you have to have hit them.
Well, let's roll an 8. Come on.
Come on.
You're going to Macca's. Hey, D8, you can go to Macca's.
Come on.
That's a 2.
Not anymore.
That's 15.
15 does not hit.
Pops.
There's just like this huge splash. And Dog's feet start kicking like a motorboat.
Nice.
And I'm holding onto the back of them, just piloting down.
That's so good.
Down towards Mace. It is now, as you charge away, Valinir watches you go towards the docks, and then she looks over to below deck, and she looks around at the chaos around her, and she cracks her neck and then tosses a knife and starts walking down.
Thank God.
Rizzy, you turn over your shoulder and you see Valinir is walking down, and she just gives you a curt nod.
Cool.
It is now Zartok's turn.
Valinir hears from the corner of the room.
Zartok is going to do the same thing that you did.
Okay.
So he has a straight roll against you, but he is going to reckless to give himself advantage.
Very quickly.
Yes.
So Dog didn't take his action.
True.
Can I say that he dashed?
Yep.
So he's right up next to Mace.
Sure.
Because he's got 40 feet of movement as well.
Yep.
So he could use 80 feet.
Nice.
And so I'm still sort of floating a little bit further up. And
you let go of Dog as Dog streaks down towards. And Mace, you see Dog comes in next to you and just...
little bubbles.
bubbles.
And he will grant disadvantage on the first attack.
Nice. So it'll just be a straight roll for the first attack then. That's a natural 19.
That...
Beef.
And that's a natural 20.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, they both hit.
Oh, brother.
That's really bad.
First attack. 7 reduced to 3.
Thank God.
Let me tell you something about the flail that Zartok wields. It's an item called a vicious flail.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, God damn.
When you roll a 20 on your attack roll with this magic weapon, the target takes an extra 7 damage of the weapon's type. These haven't been magical strikes because I'm a generous god, but you are going to take this extra 7 damage from this natural 20. Here we go. 26 reduced to 13 points of damage.
Yummy.
Looking great.
As you're grabbed again and you are spun around and you are now drifting, you are now held below Zartok. As you look up now at the surface, you see dimly there's a figure floating sort of down towards you, like kicking themselves, egg beater kick. And then there's this gold hammer that's sort of shining through, but it's getting further and further away. Back at the top of the round. Amalder, it is your go. You have one pirate on you. Captain Tomark is still...
So there's he's taking on three at the moment.
Yes.
Bless. All right. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give him a good swing with my pointy stick, boys. So I'm going to hit with my short sword first.
Wow.
I'm going to use my... Am I still within range of... Oh, fuck. Am I within range of anyone?
No, I'm within range of anyone.
Except Manda.
Except Manda! Does a 10 hit?
10 does not hit.
Ugh, okay, that's fine. All right, so then I'm going to do my offhand attack with my dagger. Is that cocked? It's on the dice.
No, it's not cocked.
No, it's not cocked.
I know we're getting into semantics, but...
Actually perfectly 15. Flat.
15 hits.
Yay. Okay, there you go. Shabar.
Is that cocked? You can see the number so
Wait,
clearly.
I hate you. I hate you all.
Hey, roll a 4. You might be able to kill him with a 4.
Suck. One damage.
One damage.
Amalda, the master of one.
I think what I do is I raise my dagger over my head and I go, and then I just bring it down and it's like maybe a centimeter of the inch.
Yeah.
Actually just like gets in his forearm. Yeah. Or it's like not fun, but it's yeah, he's fine.
That hurt.
I look at him and I go, good. I'm glad. You smell.
That hurt too.
Roll psychic damage.
Yeah. He's going to make an attack against you now. He's going to miss with a 10.
Good.
10 total? 10 misses, right?
Oh, yeah, no, that's... Yeah.
Critical.
Yeah.
He does the same thing to me. And I just
swipes at you and completely misses and you take a step back. You look over your shoulder as you see the like slightly sunburned head of Rizzy. Dipping below deck.
Okay, all right. How's Tomark looking?
Tomark is hanging in there. He's sort of like up against... He's fighting on the back foot.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little hard to tell whether he's going to win this one or not.
Okay. All right. Well, in that case, I think I look up. I see Rizzy's beautiful purple dome sinking under the thing. But I kind of look at Captain Tomark and I see that there is, in fact, bless him, sick on his shirt.
Yeah.
And I go, all right, well, even if it's just me, I'm just going to see you.
How's Tomar? That's a great question.
Yeah.
We'll find out later.
Oh, please don't kill either him or Horold. I'll just leave the podcast.
Yeah. I know you will. Tomark, he fights back.
That's the
and
plan.
Swings the axe and it takes down one of the pirates.
Nice.
As they burble and go down to one knee.
I give a little shout and click my heels.
Mace, it is your turn.
Yeah, I feel
now.
Like before I got this low in health, I had a plan, but now I don't.
Okay.
I think Mace is like back, kind of in the same position he was yesterday with all the pirates on the ship, where he's kind of slipping in and out of consciousness, like fully knowing where he is, and I think he just sees an enemy and he's just gonna go all out, so reckless again.
Okay.
And I think he's feeling the weight and like the strength of this dark hand on his left, and he's feeling like this helps me like defeat people, and he's kind of giving himself over to that side at the moment.
Okay.
That is 22 to hit.
That hits
on the first one. 23 to hit.
Yep.
The first is 17 damage.
Uh-huh.
12 damage.
12 damage. This dark blue blood, it leaks out of Zartok now into the water around you.
How is Zartok looking?
He's looking pretty hurt.
Yeah, so am I. I think now it's just like I'm on top of him, can't even see the light, and I'm just like, I need to push him down into the darkness.
Yeah, you keep going down deeper, and now you can indeed see these tendrils that are roiling, and you think you feel something smiling at you, that same feeling you had when you first encountered this strange god, if they can even be called that, as you drift down deeper and deeper, and Missy, you see Mace is vanishing into this dark with Zartok.
Do I see the tendril thing?
Not from where you are, but there's something very wrong about this place that you're in.
I wonder if Zartok knew this, but like, the gods just invaded his little world that he's created. Mm. He's freaking out too.
It is now Captain Morpheus's turn as he sees these three people, gets hit by this eldritch blast, and then looks at the three of you and then levels his guns. First is coming for you, Rizzy. That is going to be a 21 to hit. Archie, that's going to be 26 against you.
No.
Finally against Val, they're all going to hit. So that's one bullet for each of you.
I'll hit.
Rizzy, you take 14 points of damage.
I'm down.
Fuck! Rizzy goes down.
I crumple.
Crumples on the stairs and rolls down a few steps.
Archie goes, oh, shit.
That was 1 point above how many
is. Valinia takes 12 points of damage from the shot as she cries out to you, Rizzy, and takes a few steps down towards you. Archie, you take 9 points of damage. You're caught by the bullet as you just like a crouching below the crates, and then Morpheus, he sheaths the pistols, turns and slams the door behind him and disappears deeper into the shit. Rizzy, make a death saving
throw. Just getting that 20. Sorry, just getting that 20, and then it'll be up again.
Okay, 11.
11. Okay, you roll down these stairs. You weakly put out one arm and sort of catch yourself. You're breathing really deeply now. Dimly hear this screeching of this owl. It's sort of like you feel its claws like pulling at your shirt.
I imagine like a flickering light as well. My spirit guardians are like fading out of existence.
Yeah.
And like all of my spells are just like sputtering a little bit.
Yeah.
Can I ask, how is Morpheus looking when he disappeared?
Morpheus is looking fine. Really? Morpheus has not taken a whole lot of damage. Yeah.
It makes people feel better. Neither is Missy. Missy's at full health.
Yeah.
No one has attacked Missy.
Archie. And remember, you can teleport anyway, sorry.
No, I can't. You're unconscious now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bond fades. Yeah.
Everything fades.
You would feel that as well, Missy, as would you, Mace. Miss, somewhere in the world, Rizzy has gone down.
Or just drop the spell.
And just drop the spell. Archie, it's now your turn.
I'm going to run over to Rizzy and look to the door, look to the stairs, and I'm just going to say, Amalda! Amalda! And then... and then I'm going to try and follow the dude.
Morpheus.
Stealthily.
Okay. Make a stealth check. You're just trying to beat his passive because he's not actively searching for you.
My mouth is wide open.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm scared.
I put something in your mouth.
Yeah.
17.
17. Yeah, you creak open the door. The stairway descends into dimmer light.
Mm-hmm.
You creep down as well. You're following behind Captain Morpheus as he is continuing to move. You see him, like, he's moving towards another door. He looks to be trying to go down another level.
I don't want to attack him or anything.
Yeah.
I just want to be seeing what he's doing.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Valinir is going to try and stabilize you, Rizzy. She reaches... takes a knee next to you, making a medicine check. It's a 2 on the dice.
Oh.
She kind of like panics a bit, not really sure, not used to this.
Sticks a finger in the bullet.
Yeah. Just starts plugging holes, like pulling fingers. Like, I'm sure this will work. This has to work.
You want to see where you plug one hole and the blood comes
out?
Yeah.
She watches you go, Archie, and then she turns over her shoulder and calls out, Amalda! Calls out to Amalda as well. It is now...
No, it's bad when you're calling for the fucking 12-year-old to go help.
Child.
Yeah. Missy, it's now your turn below the waves.
I'm going to kick down a little bit further and going to try and take 2 shots at this dang freaking turtle man.
He reckless attacked, so technically this is a straight roll.
Straight roll.
Yeah.
For both of them?
Yes.
That is a 21 to hit.
Nice.
First attack. And that's a natural 1.
Oh.
You're never going to McDonald's.
The gun jams on the second shot.
In the water. Makes sense.
That's 12 points.
Ooh, good.
Wait, sorry, 15 points.
15 points.
Yeah. 15 points.
Really nice.
And then Dog is going to take an attack as well. Now, does Dog get advantage? Because I don't think Dog usually gets disadvantage.
Underwater?
Yeah.
What is it, force damage?
It's force damage.
Yeah, force damage. Yeah. I imagine Dog just opens his beak and poof.
Yeah. That's another nat 1.
Yeesh.
And 14.
14 does not hit.
All right.
His dog.
He's staying in the zone.
Yep, stays in the zone, circling these two as they descend lower and lower. It's now Zartok's turn.
Fuck.
Disadvantage on the first attack.
Disadvantage on first attack.
Bartok.
He would just reckless at this point.
Yeah, he would be,
but flat roll.
Flat roll. That is a 15.
That would miss.
Nice.
God.
So is it one attack that you're reckless on, or you do
all
both?
Of them, yeah, all okay. of them.
Thank you. The second one is with advantage. Natural 20.
Oh, no way.
Come on!
What the fuck?
Is that the third crit against Mace?
Yeah.
Have any of us rolled a natural 20? I don't think so.
No.
That's so good, because like that's how he got the braces of defense and they're not working.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
The dice tell
you're going
their story.
To die. Yeah.
15 points of damage total. Total. I've already done the halving.
I'm just. Nah, this isn't going to end well.
Yeah.
It's not going to end well.
You are being gripped now by the just by your mane. He holds you in one, and he says to you in Draconic, he says,
"This is an honorable way to die."
And also just... like, as the hits were coming down, just, like, putting up my right arm, these braces just not working.
Yeah.
As they, like hit me down. Oof.
Amalda, it's now your turn.
Okay, first question. Can I hear them yelling for me?
Yes, you can. You hear someone yelling at you cutting through the crowd.
I think someone's asking after you, dearie.
Chokes.
Yeah, choking the life out of someone. I think I hear Archie's voice, and I to be honest, at this point, when I hear Archie calling for me, there is just it's just on reflex that I ignore him. But then I hear a new voice calling for me, and then it's like you know that instinctual thing where your stomach drops and your mum's calling for you, and she has that voice.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh no! I kind of look at Captain Tomark. I think what I'm going to do is I sing a little ditty under my voice.
Yep.
And he's got some butterflies appearing around him.
Mm.
And I just wait long enough for him to look confused at me and for me to be like, it's me!
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's fine! And then I kind of go, best of luck! And can I dash so that I can make it
the
full
opportunity
movement.
Attack?
Yeah, I'll take the opportunity attack.
He misses.
Nice.
Okay. As you just duck, rush, and you charge down the stairs, and Valinir looks at you and says, I don't know what to do.
Okay. Where did Archie go?
He went after Morphrus, down below deck, further on.
Okay. Missy is not looking stabilized?
Rizzy is not.
Not
no.
Missy, sorry. Rizzy is not stabilized.
Rizzy is not stable.
I think that, we're going to have to do what I've got to do, which is I'm going to lay my hands on her and I'm going to cast Healing Word.
It's a bonus action?
Mm-hmm. It's a bonus action. All right, I'm going to cast it at second level. So that's 2d4 plus 3.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to count. 2, 1. It's a 3. Oh, 5. So that's 8.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
8
Rizzy's
hit points.
Back.
All right.
Yeah, Rizzy, you wake up.
Have I used all of my movement at that point?
Yeah, I'd say
To get there? All right. Okay. You kind of wake up and I kind of go in for a high five.
I miss.
And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, I'm here now, so.
Yeah.
I think I just grab your face. I'm like, thank you.
I go for a high five, but you just grab my face.
Okay, Mace, it is now your turn.
Mace,
below the waves.
Just very close to death. And I think, like, staring into the face of Zartok, who's a dragon turtle, it just kind of, like, flicks between him and... like Zartok, and then it flicks to Gortak, his friend, the orc. It flicks to people that he's killed before, and then it flicks to a dragonborn face.
Mm.
This big, scarred dragonborn face with like gold teeth along it. It's Jericho, it's his mentor. and he just starts getting the fear again that he hasn't had for a while, this like deep fear. And he looks to his left arm and he's like, this is not my time to die. I have so much I need to do, so many people I need to kill. And I think he's gonna look down into the dark, put down his left hand, and just be like, help me. Mm-hmm. Help me.
Reach down into this darkness. They shoot up out of the ocean, out of the depths, and they wrap around you. They like reach up your arm and they kind of like crawl up your neck and onto your face, and you see the face of Jericho grins at you, and then it drops into one of fear, and then it changes back to Zartok in this watery depth, and then the tendrils, they streak towards him and they grapple him and push him back, and they're holding him in place now so that he can't get to you.
Nice.
Alright, do I see this?
Yes, you do. These tendrils there. And you look up above you, the hammer winks out of existence.
Oh no.
I'm going to make two attacks recklessly.
That is a 22 to hit.
Mm-hmm. If it wasn't.
Is a 21 to hit.
Yep, they both hit.
25 damage.
25 damage.
And the second attack is 11 damage.
11 damage.
36 all up.
As you reach out towards him to make this attack with your mace, the maul, the tendrils, they grip around him and they pull him in close to you. And then you see they snake up around his neck, and then he just... his neck breaks, and then he is pulled past you down into this abyss. But you're being pulled as well as you... You start trying to swim against this, but you feel this tendril has its hold on you as you're descending.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean...
Captain Morpheus, for the sake of this not being sort of a chicken and just like a... What am I trying to say?
Chicken and egg situation. Mouse.
Chicken and egg mouse. Situation. Cat and mouse situation. Thank you. Thanks, Hugo.
So that this is not a chicken situation.
Banana and a peel situation.
We'll say you follow Captain Morpheus the whole way down, staying out of sight. He descends deeper and deeper into this darkened hold. Mm-hmm. You're hit with this acrid smell of animals. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like sweat and dung and urine as you step in, and you see this hold is lined with cages. Mm-hmm. All kinds of beasts. Mm-hmm. Like, these enormous, strange beasts from all over the place as they gnash their teeth and throw themselves against the cages. Captain Morpheus steps in, and you see he holds a ring of keys in one hand, and he begins going over to the cages and unlocks them. Starts unlocking. And you see, as he opens the first cage, he opens it up, and it's this huge, pale, like it looks like a gorilla kind of creature, but it has these like huge, curling ram's horns. As it walks up to him, and it looks like it might attack him for a moment, but then it just like stops and kind of cowers in front of him a bit, and then he steps back, and it follows him out. Right. Rizzy, it's now yours.
I've woken up. Imelda, do you know where Archie or Morpheus went?
I think old Matt was saying that they went down the hole over there, apparently. I don't know what happened to my accent there for a second.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, downstairs in the hold. Valinir, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Okay.
How are you? You died.
I know. Okay. If you two are feeling brave... I am. And I cast Emboldening Bond between all three of us.
When Jess said I am, the twitching in their eyes.
Let's go down. And I just bolt downstairs.
Okay.
Here we go!
Right, you come down the stairs and you bash into Archie as he's running up.
Oh, huh?
It's really bad. It's really bad.
Okay, I turn around.
All up, just really bad.
I run back up.
I turn around.
Well, turn around.
You gotta make a decision here whether if you would have used all of your movement to get down to meet Archie.
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna be like, what did you see?
It's your turn, Archie.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yep.
There's a bunch of animals down there that are really scary, and he's letting them all out.
No.
Archie just starts crying. Everyone's gonna die. But I have a plan. I think. Did I walk past where there would be cannons?
Yes, you did.
And gunpowder.
Yes.
I go, let's light the ship on fire.
Oh, I love this plan.
This has been our age-old plan for so long.
Incredible.
Amalda's already got a Molotov.
Yeah.
I look at Rizzy and I say, Rizzy, I look you in the eyes and say, it's very important that we find someone named Fulg, okay?
Fulg.
Fulg, yeah.
Oh, Fulg.
No, like how you said
Fulg.
I just can't really say it like that. Because I promised him that we would bring down the ship together. All right. And I'm going to run and try and find some gunpowder.
Okay.
And just scatter it all throughout that level of the ship.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Working as quickly as possible.
Gotcha. Okay. Valinir comes down as well. I'm going to say all three of us can make an investigation check to track down the gunpowder. Okay. Between the two of you come down into this area with the cannons. Mace and Amalda were trying to find this room for a while, and you see there's just this big door that has like this big, like it has like dynamite like drawn on it
with arrows everywhere.
Do not enter, gunpowder inside.
Yeah,
here is where the gunpowder is.
It's because me and Amalda were looking for barrels.
You both can't.
Full of gunpowder.
You both can't read.
Yeah, that's it.
Archie walks right past it. Archie walks right past it.
Grab his collar.
Oh. Throw open the door. There are crates. There are barrels. Uh-huh. There are little like leather pouches, gunpowder, and cannonballs. What are you trying to do?
I just want to light a torch and fire and throw it in.
Oh my god!
As far as possible.
Sorry.
Okay.
Actually, no. Okay, I won't do that. What I'll do is I'll punch a hole in one of the thingamabobbies and leave a little trail.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
To the door, but not a long one.
Dig a dagger into it, and you just start creating a fuse.
Yep.
Oh my lord, Valinir takes her turn, and she catches your arm with the torch in it, and she's like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. And I look at her and I go, "I'm gonna blow a ship on fire. I'm gonna blow a ship up. What are you talking about?"
That's a great plan, but like right now,
how fast can you run? how run can you fast?
You're holding, and then you're like, oh, that's a stupid idea, and then you create this fuse, and Valinir,
you're right, Valinir,
well.
You're really smart. We need to talk, by the way.
You hear the sound of something coming from below deck. Missy, it is now your turn. What you see, dog doing circles. The tortle goes limp in the water as these tendrils are pulling him down. And you also see Mace reaching up towards you, half shrouded with this black. What are you doing?
So I've got the Cloak of the Manta Ray.
Yes, you do.
But I've got a decent swim speed. I just want to beeline it down. Mm. And with Dog's assistance, I want to grab Mace by his open hand.
Yep.
And then try and use Dog to like reverse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You start pulling back, holding onto Dog, and you feel the strength of whatever has Mace in its clutches. It's not physical. It's more. It's like psychological or divine or something like that. It's beyond anything that you could overpower physically. So I need you to explain to me how you loose Mace from the clutches of this being.
A lot of the elements of artificery is about using color to help things surpass their natural limitations.
Mm.
You know, like turning metal into something that is fluid and flexible.
Mm.
And so what I want to do is sort of like activate all the different trinkets and things on my person,
mm-hmm.
And even my crown of concentration, and just like activate these things so that my muscles are stopped. They're not using my muscles.
Mm.
It's using like all the force of color that I have on me.
Yeah.
to wrench Mace free of this thing.
Make an intelligence check in that case.
Can Dog give me the help action?
Yeah.
Dog can give you the help action.
Woo!
Yeah.
He is one of your artificing feats.
12.
12.
Oh, no.
Pulling. Everything activates on you. These little trinkets and different kind of machinations, these little clockwork things, like this weird sort of little clockwork cube. It walks out along your arm and then starts to like pull against Mace, trying to pull him out of the grips of this thing. You feel him come loose. You pull him back. The tendrils, they seem to slip a bit. And you look at Mace as he looks up at you, very injured. And then the tendrils streak back again, this time wrapping Mace by both arms around the torso until it's almost the only thing that you can see is Mace's face that is slowly being engulfed by these tendrils and being pulled down into the dark. We're going to end the session there.
Fuck. Shit. Ass.
Holy.
Ass bum.
Moly.
Ass bum. Bum tits.
That's so bad.
That's bad.
Yeah. Areolas on my butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I reckon that's what
that is.
That is. Yes.
Areolas on your butt cheeks.
Yeah, because I said bum tits.
The bum tits. That's actually really good.
Thank you.
Dirty 20 is going to Mace.
Yes, okay. Yeah.
So
you're
good.
You're probably going to need it.
Yes.
We now give the Dirty 20.
Yeah, to those who desperately need it.
Those in need.
Because like every bit of me wanted to be like, Mace is going to go to justice. But
Shut up. Folks, welcome back to episode 51. We've been on a hiatus for a little bit. It's so good to have you back. We are very, very excited to continue this epic adventure. Thank you to Sword Coast Soundscapes. Thank you to Tabletop Audio. Thank you to Michael Gelfie and to all of the fantastic royalty free artists we have used today. You can check them out on Spotify, YouTube, and on tabletopaudio.com.
Thank you also. I'm still reeling from. I don't want to lose my. Thank you also to all the artists who've done our wonderful cover art and also our character portraits, including a really cute one of Mace that I'm trying not to think about right now because it makes me sad. And if you want to see all the stuff, look us up on our socials at...
Our social media is at Dirty20Podcast on Instagram, and we don't use Twitter for unknown reasons. And we've also got our email if you want to, contact us. Also, we love DMs. Message us, interact with our stories, and give us a rating on Spotify because it means a lot and it helps us, get exposure. Mm.
Thanks to all the nice people out there.
What?
Whoa.
That's another one of our Simon and Garfunkel.
I guess, okay. And if,
we're all too sad.
And if you like rebellion, pricking people in the shins, and the slow crushing darkness of the abyss, you should tell your friends.
Tell the tentacles.
Tell the tentacles to just like not
face.
Maybe
peers at you out of the darkness. What could it be? Find out next week, ladies and gentlemen.